Exploring new places is a great way to relax and clear your mind. Holly or Patrick, one might logically reason that a 14-day cruise to 8 exotic islands in the Eastern Caribbean region would resonate with passengers as a time to slow one's pace for a restful respite from daily life struggles. Yet on the contrary, this latest cruise adventure of ours revealed to me little incentive for cruisers to change such fast-paced behavior exhibited at home. In particular, I observed then that many of the onboard activities seemingly designed for game show-like environs aboard ship kept passengers busy in high-energy mode at various times of the day. So I often wondered why Princess Cruise Company daily announcements throughout the ship did not advertise more relaxing settings like the yoga studio, exercise area, and massage rooms each day. Thus it seems we too might have become a victim of such sensory overload by witnessing other such lively ship routines as 1. The bumper car customer movement to and from the food buffet area, 2. Crowd gathering mayhem for passengers waiting for island excursions to begin, as well as 3. The nightly barrage of high-powered entertainment offerings in various gathering points throughout the ship. Yet Ruth and I stubbornly prioritized a more relaxing experience according to our personal interests on and off the boat when we could. Consider then in the photo set below some of our yin more than yang experiences in our daily wanderings on and off the boat. Mellow out on open deck to take in a vast ocean view, quietly read a good book in the central piazza each night, sit together on a shaded park bench and pose for selfies, cuddle with a cute animal, hang out with a lazy cat on a patio surrounded by nature, grasp life's essence in the beautiful skies above, sip some nourishing coconut juice, observe one's inner baby state of mind. Clown around to explore a change of character, engage in warm conversation with island strangers at a local craft show.